on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this hump day Wednesday, January 31st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I have four tickets for free for this Saturday's class up in St. Ignace. Thanks to Nick Wallace of J2 Construction in Harbor Springs and Bob over at Great Lakes Phone and Computer there in Petoskey. So if you want to text me FC for a free class, I'll text you back, get your information from you, and put you in on the sign-in sheet for this Saturday. A national story that's happening right now, yesterday and today in Washington, D.C., has implications on law enforcement with regards to our borders here in the state of Michigan. Why do I say that? Because we have three border crossings with Canada. Detroit-Windsor, Ambassador Bridge, and the tunnel. Then if you go up the Detroit River through Lake St. Clair to the river up to Port Huron, Sarnia, along with the ferry just south of Port Huron, and then, of course, Sault Ste. Marie. Our Canadian brothers and sisters that listen to us on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, up in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, as well as the folks in Sault Ste. Marie, Lower Peninsula. Well, guess what? Homeland security is an issue. As a matter of fact, it's so much of an issue that Donald Trump, with his strong immigration positions, policies, things that he had in place when he was president, 45th president said, build the wall. Started building the wall on the southern border. Had strong homeland security and border patrol policies. He shut it down. Has vowed that if he gets elected to be the 47th president, he's going after the illegals. Donald Trump has already said publicly, this will be the biggest massive deportation of illegals in our country's history. He's coming for the illegals. Well, all 18 Republican members of the House Committee on Homeland Security voted this morning. After more than 14 hours of impassioned debate, they're going to refer two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. It's going to the full House for a final vote. The 15 Democrats unanimously opposed the measure. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has said he expects the impeachment measure to be voted on by the House of Representatives, quote, as soon as possible, end quote. It could happen this afternoon, people. However, before that can happen, however, the House Rules Committee, led by Chairman Tom Cole, a Republican from Oklahoma, must adopt a rule for how the articles will be considered for the vote, including whether or not they're going to allow any amendments from the floor. Now, if you attend my class on Saturday in St. Ignace, Robert's Rules of Order, you're going to learn and you're going to understand that whoever has the majority, whoever has the gavel in their hand, sets the rules. Speaker Mike Johnson and the Republicans control the U.S. House of Representatives. In my prediction, they're not going to allow any amendments from the floor. Sorry, here's the articles of impeachment. Vote on them up or down. Yes or no. When the measure does reach the House floor for a final vote, this is going to be very interesting. Because 14 Democrats will be facing a tough decision on how they're going to vote regarding Mayorkas' future. Why? Because each one of the 14 voted 2 weeks ago today, January 17th, in favor of House Resolution 957. 14 Democrats joined the Republicans. The final vote was 225 to 187, with 21 members not voting. Now, folks, you got to put this into perspective. Had those 14 Democrats not joined the Republicans, it wouldn't have passed. Why? Because 21 of the U.S. congressmen abstained. Of the 21 not voting that day, they had 12 Democrats and 9 Republicans. I want to know who the 9 Republicans were. I want to know who the 9 were on January 17th that did not vote for House Resolution 957. If Downstate Kim is listening or some other crack researcher listening right now, I don't have time to do it. Tell me who the 21 non-members of the House of Representatives were that didn't vote. 9 Republicans, 12 Democrats. Now, when you add up the numbers, folks, it's very simple. 225, 187 is 412 plus 21 that didn't vote. Gets you to 433, which is the number of U.S. House of Representatives we currently have. The resolution, 2 weeks ago today, January 17th, House Resolution 957, that's the one. I want you to look up and find me the roll call vote on it. Put the House of Representatives, the U.S. Congress, on record in denouncing the Biden administration open borders policies. Now, folks, this is not just the southern border. I want to make sure we're clear on this. Although that's getting most of the media attention, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is en route to the convoy. They've got truckers, they got motorcycles, they've got all kinds of people starting in Virginia, going through Florida on I-10, across I-10, all the way to San Diego, California. She's going to be speaking at 4 of these stops. She's on the border, the only U.S. Senate candidate participating in this convoy, speaking at these 4 events. I think she said San Diego, Yuma, Arizona, and 2 spots in Texas. They've got TV news cameras down there. There is all kinds of talk shows and bloggers that are going to be down there at this event, and she will be interviewed by all of them. Why? Because they want to condemn Biden's open border policies as national security and a public safety crisis. with acting President Joe Biden and his border czar, Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and other Biden administration officials have created along the southwest border these open border policies that are absolutely threatening national security and local public safety. Now, of the 14 Democrats that are needed, these are the ones that voted for this resolution 2 weeks ago. I'm going to name them off real quickly. Allred of Texas, Caraveo of Colorado, Craig of Minnesota, Henry Kuhler of Texas, Davis of North Carolina, Jared Golden of Maine. Now, why is he supporting this? Maine has a border with Canada. Vicente Gonzalez of Texas, Landsman of Ohio. Why Ohio? Because they share water with Michigan and Canada. Lake Erie, part of the Great Lakes. There's ways to get into Ohio right from Canada through Lake Erie. Lee of Nevada, Moskovich of Florida, Nickel of North Carolina, even Potola of Alaska, Perez of Washington State, and Sorensen of Illinois. These are going to be very interesting Democrats to watch when they vote on the impeachment of Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas. If the rules get passed, no amendments to the articles of impeachment, the vote could take place later today. We'll get up. We'll wrap up this final part of this story. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. To wrap up this story, there is two articles of impeachment that are going to be going to a floor vote in the U.S. House of Representatives as early as today. Once it passes in the House, with Democrats supporting it, and these 21 fence sitters having to make a decision if they want to be reelected this year, will have to vote. My prediction, it will pass. Then it's going to go to the U.S. Senate, where right now the Democrats are in the majority with a tie-breaking vote potential. If people want to abstain for whatever reason, that would be cast by Vice President Kamala Harris. Article 1 of the impeachment in the House accuses Mayorkas of, quote, willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law. In large part because of his unlawful conduct, millions of aliens have illegally entered the United States on an annual basis, with many unlawfully remaining in the United States. His refusal to obey the law is not only an offense against the separation of powers in the Constitution of the United States, it also threatens our national security and has had a dire impact on communities across the country, end quote. Among more than a dozen examples of that refusal, the article declares that Mayorkas chose not to, quote, comply with the detention mandate set forth in Section 235B2A of the Immigration and Nationality Act, requiring that all applicants for admission who are not clearly and beyond a doubt entitled to be admitted shall be detained for removal proceedings. Quote, instead of complying with this requirement, Alejandro N. Mayorkas implemented a catch-and-release scheme whereby such aliens are unlawfully released, even without effective mechanism to ensure appearances before the immigration courts for removal proceedings or to ensure removal in the case of aliens ordered to be removed, end quote. Article 2 of impeachment accuses Mayorkas of breaching the public trust by his having, quote, knowingly made false statements and knowingly obstructed lawful oversight of the Department of Homeland Security, herein referred to as DHS, principally to obfuscate the results of his willful and systemic refusal to comply and enforce our laws. They then go on to give 10 examples where he delayed or denied access of the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General to records, information, hampering the Office of the Inspector General and in his ability to effectively perform its vital investigation, audits, inspections, and other reviews of agency programs and operations to satisfy the OIG. There's also 72 statutory Office of Inspector Generals working in cabinet-level federal departments and independent agencies investigation allegations of waste, fraud, and abuse. They set this up, folks, in Congress in 1978. While the president appoints the officials, they answer first to Congress. Throughout the debate yesterday, Democrats claimed that Mayorkas lacks needed resources to do his job, including sufficient space to hold all the millions of illegal immigrants being detained by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Oh, that's it. We need more money. We need more holding capacity. Since we don't have the money, we don't have the holding capacity, we have to let them go. Well, U.S. Congresswoman, somebody I have a lot of respect for, Marjorie Taylor Greene, in impassioned response, pointed to the Homeland Security's budget requests and their decisions to close detention centers. Secretary Mayorkas has requested less detention space. For fiscal year 2022, $2.7 billion for 54,000 beds, including 2,500 units for family. Fiscal year 2021, $3.1 billion with 60,000 beds and 5,000 family units. So therefore, he dropped the budget request by $400 million, lowered the number of beds available. He reduced it again. This cannot stand. He's running the department completely recklessly with his open border policy, along with this president, Joe Biden. Hoorah for Congresswoman Green. They want the illegals in our country. They want to give them housing. They want to give them phones. They want to give them food. They want to educate them, give them medical treatment, and get them to vote Democrat this year. Same day voter registration. And notice again, they don't ask for citizenship. They just ask for proof of residency. Vicky learned that yesterday in her poll inspector workers class. Mayorkas needs to be impeached. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting